describe very briefly what's happening here. We're going to have a presentation on reaching out ministries, and that's mainly given by Trevor and Regina Durstein. Regina's my sister, and it will have to do with mostly with helping Kenyans who are, in fact, HIV positive. And so there'll be a couple of different things going on this evening, but that's going to be the theme. And we'll start with a song by Mark Durstein from North Carolina. For devotional meditation, I'll read several verses from Matthew 25. Starting in verse 34, and this is about the judgment of the nations at the end of the age. And Jesus is describing how that will be. He says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whenever you did whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.'" As some of you know, I've spent last week riding my bicycle across Kansas. And it may not seem like a great improvement over walking to some of you, but it is. And I will point out that when we're walking along and we come to a situation where we can give help to someone in trouble, it's not a big issue to just stop walking and help them. But already when you're on a bicycle and you've got a head of steam and there's a hill up in front of you, you don't really want to stop. And I found myself really not wanting to stop to help someone. I had 900 other people with me. And, you know, there were flat tires. And, of course, I'm well prepared, so I almost never have a flat tire. But other people did. And the right thing to do when you're riding a bike across Kansas, and you come on someone as a flat tire, is you stop and offer to help them fix it. Because they have a problem, they can't go. Well, I had my first flat tire this time around. This is my fourth trip across Kansas on a bike. And it seemed after it happened to me, it was easier for me to just use the brakes and stop and help when I found someone else in that same misfortune. So I think a little bit of what we'll hear tonight is how when we experience difficulty and when we receive grace from other people, whether it's just fixing a flat or whether it's a much more, something that affects us much more deeply than that, our tribulations sometimes help us to then see ways that we want to help other people in their tribulations. We'll start with an introduction to a movie, and then we'll go on with just watching that movie after, or it's an amateur movie, yeah? And then after that, we're going to have a little children's class. And there'll be time for questions and announcements at the end. So at this point, if everyone would stand, we'll finish this part with prayer. Thank you, Lord, that we can be gathered together here and that this community is here to help each other. We ask that you would bless the evening here and everything that is spoken and give us a burden for those people whom we can help, even though they are far away from us sometimes. We ask that you would you would bless those who are ill and those who are near death, comfort them, and be with all of us, and help us remember that we are your hands and your feet here on this earth. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Trevor, you're on.
Well, I greet you all in Jesus' precious name this evening. I've been looking forward to coming here for quite a while. We enjoy coming to see the in-laws and to see our friends that we have here, and it's good to be here tonight. I want to take a minute to introduce you to Reaching Out Ministries. Then I'm going to have my wife is going to come up and tell you a little bit her personal testimony, why we're in Kenya especially. But Reaching Out Ministries is a nonprofit organization that primarily we're a second line help to Mennonite missions, conservative Amish missions around the world. And we help with it got established when we were helping with small loans that we would give to missionaries, and they would give them to people in need. And we worked a little bit as bankers, and the person that applied for the loan had to come up with a repayment plan and apply for the loan, and then we would say whether or not the loan was funded. So the missionary himself didn't have to be the banker, which, if as you all are aware, how that works. So that was the sort of the vision behind Reaching Out Ministries. And then we went on, and it branched out into other areas, self-help programs and medical areas, and it's a 501c3, so you get the tax advantage. Any donations that you give to Reaching Out Ministries are fully, you get the full tax advantage of a donation. Maybe at this time I'll ask Gina to come up, and she's going to tell you especially why we went to Kenya. And then after that, I'll maybe say just a few more words, and then we will start with the film.
Part of the reason that I feel comfortable doing this here, I guess, tonight is because of because of how my family members have lived here for many years already. And I remember coming here for the last probably 20 years or so, and I always had such a feeling of love and acceptance here from all of you. And I would go with Leroy to the youth singings, and nobody ever acted like they were afraid of me because I'm HIV positive, which was not my experience in a lot of other places. So I guess this is kind of a personal video, very amateur, but that's why I want to share that with you, I guess. And thank you for the acceptance and love I always felt here, and when my world was kind of shattered around my feet, I guess. And it's really amazing to me to be standing here, I guess, healthy and 39 years old. I never dreamed I would live to be this old. And I have a wonderful husband, Trevor, and 8 children, which is even a bigger surprise, I guess. So I'm really glad to be here and share that with you. I guess the first thing I'd want to say is I'm thankful to God who sustains life, because without God, we can take as many drugs as we want or do whatever, and that doesn't mean we'll stay alive. God gives us that health and the breath of life. And I'm also really thankful for doctors and medical people that have helped me, that have done hours of research and dollars spent to figure out how to treat AIDS. And so for 15 years already, I've been taking these drugs. And at about 8 years ago, Trevor and I just realized that we can't really live so selfishly that just because I can get the drugs, I should just cheerfully be taking 20 pills a day and living. And a third of Africa is dying. So we thought, well, what could we do? And that's where we decided that maybe we could somehow work with Reaching Out Ministries and with Trevor's dad, Nevin. So we were in Lott, Texas, and we were talking with Andy Mollett, and some of you might know him, but he said, well, he had just come from Kisumu, Kenya, and he said, well, the biggest problem is they have somebody that joins the church, they're doing well, they could be a minister, they could, you know, help with establishing a church, and then they die of AIDS. So this is a big problem. So we kind of got our heads together and decided that, well, why couldn't we just send a little money there every month? People could sponsor somebody, and then they could get the drugs they need. So we figured out for $60 a month at that point, they could get the drugs they need and get to the hospital. The United Nations made so that instead of $2,000 a month, which it costs me here, it's only $60 a month in Kenya. Well, then we got there, and well, $60 a month for a Kenyan is still way too much to pay themselves, because they maybe make $1 a week, and that will maybe buy their food, so they'll never be able to get the drugs. So that's why we thought, well, $60 from us will help them be able to get those drugs. So that's where we started. Currently, the drugs are free in Kenya now. The United Nations made that possible. So the $60 a month that you would give if you would sponsor somebody there would go for transportation to the hospital, drugs for malaria and typhoid, and also it's a little bit of it goes to a native brother in the church. And this brother will take people from church that don't have a way to get to the hospital and make so they get there for their doctor appointment. So every dollar you would give for this is going directly to a black person in Kenya that is HIV positive. So I like to know if I give money, I kind of like to know what happens with it. So I thought maybe you'd be interested in knowing that that it pretty much is all used for them. Right now we have 70 people approved for this program. And there's a few little things they have to do to be approved. They have to be part of the church and they have to live a moral life so that it's not just continued to be spread. And so we have 70 people approved and only 45 sponsors. So you can do a little figuring there. We do need a little help with this project. So if any of you after watching the video or feel like that, we'd be really happy to give you a brochure. Sarah, my daughter here, is 18, and she is the secretary for this project. So she takes the checks that are sent, and she carefully does the banking, takes them to the bank, and sends you back a tax paper to show that you've made the donation. So as I said before, it's very amateur and it's a very personal video, so please just overlook the discrepancies. And also there's a few little parts that get a bit long, so if we skip some, it's not for any reason except we don't want to go over something that would seem a long time to you. So maybe we'll go ahead and watch it.
Okay, just a couple of facts. We've been in Kenya for about 8 years now, and each year one of us on the board, there's five board members, one of us goes to Kenya. And we go to Kenya, and we sit in the mud huts, and we listen to them, and they tell us thank you. And they tell us thank you. And we come home, and we say thank you, and it just doesn't go anywhere. And so we had a vision to take along a video camera this time and do a video, bring it back here, and this is from them to the people that are sponsoring them, and that's what this video is tonight.
This is the plane that we're getting ready to get on in Amsterdam to fly to Nairobi with.
Okay. It's morning in Kenya on Wednesday morning, January 27, and we stayed at this Mennonite guest house overnight. The birds are singing so pretty this morning, and there's flowers everywhere. We're eating breakfast in this little room where the chairs are out in the front, and this is to show you the brilliant colors and flowers here.
I did forget to say that Mom and Dad went with us in January. I'm sure most of you are aware of that, but that was a really special time for us four.
Years of wedded bliss.
Asperger. Oh, it's a head up.
We're having a bit of trouble out here, so I think we're going to be towing things.
Last names.
Yeah, I can tell. This is Lake Victoria, the set.
This is the famous director and his bride.
Jonathan Martin, Jonathan and Lavana Martin. Now he's in Faith Mission, I guess.
And their digs.
There you go. Want it again?
And that's my friend and companion.
You're a huge nuisance with that tail.
So this man right here is William Otieno, and he was one of the first six that was on the Reaching Out Ministries sponsorship. That's Joel.
William for the month, and he has, there's six different categories. We have drugs, testing, transport, administration, and then initial testing and initial transport. So this is transportation receipts. Why don't you come sit over here where you can see. These are transportation receipts for the four different groups that William takes care of for the month.
I'm calling William Ondeyongoro. I'm a saved person from Peace and Believers Fellowship Church.
Saved person?
Yeah. Christian Believers Fellowship Church, Rabuo. I have been six children.
Six children.
Yeah, I have in one girl and five boys.
One girl and five boys.
Yeah. And my wife also positive. And I also am positive. And my wife is taking multivit and septin. The CD rate is still high, 1,000. I was cut the drugs. I was not having enough strength for work, even to the summer. And nowadays I can work to the summer, I can do my work normally. So that is why I can support Aaron and pray for those people. And bless them. Yeah, because it
thank
is
you.
Advanced. some supplements.
So each month they have to come in and bring all the receipts for the month, and they have a meeting there, and we were in, sat in on that meeting, on one of the monthly meetings. Every last shilling needs to be accounted for. Here we're driving with them. We're going out now out to the to Joel's house to see, just to visit out there, and this is the town of Kasuma. Those little seats in the back of the bike, the bike for taxis, and you can pay a few shillings and get hauled around, even if you're slightly portly like me. It's a rice field. You drive on the opposite side of the road that you do from here. It's an English colony.
They're harvesting the rice and stacking it up into piles.
Bill.
This is town.
This lady is getting braided here.
Are you a? Do you braid people's hair for them?
Yes.
How long will it take to do their whole head? How long? All day.
Time. 2 hours.
2 hours. 2 hours. Does it
maybe
hurt?
Maybe 1 hour.
Does it hurt?
No.
Doesn't hurt.
It does not.
I do mine like this.
Oh, it's nice.
And then the gals are completely locked up.
We're going into the kitchen here. Notice the new stove and microwave when you get in here.
One of the children is out with them, or else he has a herdsman that maybe he puts his cows with another person's cows or something.
Candy from a box store in the States.
I gave your dad a color book.
So this is the main gate coming into UL Cole. Once they get the road fixed,
still the kitchen.
Rainey sent these little boxes over with Grammy Elizabeth to pass out.
Thanks, Rainey.
Going to see it?
That little window is looking into the calf, the where the cow lives.
There you are. There you are. See here? That is you. Sure, your wife should be here to show us.
Put the hot charcoal, hot coals in the iron. Close it.
Elizabeth got us off on that rabbit trail.
That I consider my mother with the young children that you are left me.
You were the oldest son.
I was the, yeah, there was a, my sister was the oldest, but I was following her.
Okay.
Second one. So the rest were younger than me.
And the way they get sand here is they mine it out.
He's telling us his life story.
River, and so they mine it out of the river, yeah, stack it on piles, and trucks come along and pick it up.
That is the way that I was feeding my mom. While I was young, that
notice the architecture. It's built out of a mixture of cow dung and mud by those walls.
My mother with a bicycle.
And the floor.
My mother sold that bicycle to take me to personal training. So I was trained as a welder. I can weld, you know, like this also.
That's the water right there.
Where's the other one?
In school.
Oh, in school, sure. Yeah. What's your name again? Your whole name?
My name.
Yeah.
Anna Adiam.
Anna Adiam.
Mm-hmm.
Adiambo. Adiambo.
So Maurice and Anna are another two of the first ones that were on the, that have been sponsored now.
First,
okay. Before I know my status, we were being blessed with the 6 children, but we lose 2. But I think they were infected and they were died because of HIV. Mm. So I lose 1 boy and 1 daughter. And since I know my status, and my wife is also take a precaution. We go to clinic. He's being trained, and we got Dorcas Achim. Mm-hmm. I named after Dorcas Achim, Max Kepa's daughter, because the Dorcas is the one who took his mom to the hospital when the time was almost.
Is it Dorcas Kipfer?
Yeah, Dorcas Kipfer. Oh. And Dolores Marlinda.
This little girl's named after Dorcas.
I can say the last one. But his mom was given the Navera thing. And when he gave birth, my mother's a middle. So he was also told by mom how he can do when they were at home here. So he was born in this house. Our daughter was born in the hospital. So my mom was the person who did the precautions, to do all those precautions for the how do you call it?
When she's pregnant?
Yeah. And they give the child that Navera thing, and we took them, both of them. All my children, I've already taken them to VCT. 2 sons, they are positive.
Negative.
Negative.
Yeah.
Those 2 daughters are also negative. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So he said he's taking his
parents, but the children are.
So he's taking them to get tested, and they're positive parents, but their children are negative. And he said, these are our gifts from ROM.
Yeah, they are my gifts from God.
May the Lord God continue to add to you as you think of this.
This is Pastor Eric, for those of you that are interested. We missed our flight, and so we didn't get in time to have Bible study Wednesday, and so he was wondering why we weren't there, and Jonathan is explaining to him why we weren't there.
May the Lord bless your time in Kenya. Yeah.
Thank you.
So here's Wednesday night in Kenya. Or was it Thursday night? So now the next morning we went to the hospital, and this is these two brothers come here and they spend up to 10, 12 hours every day here, and it's on a first come first served basis.
And Joel and William are our two people I think you need at the hospital. They are the ones.
It's on a first come first served basis, and so they get there early and they make sure the ROM sponsored people get a place in line and they get them through. The gentleman on the left there is the doctor, and the lady in the blue is a nurse here. And I'm going to let him go for a little while just so you can get the context and what it feels like to sit in one of those meetings, and I'm going to fast forward some of this too.
They are the coordinators that see that the patients meet you properly and get the medications they need.
So it's a little bit quiet up here.
I'm on a monthly basis to work out all the details.
And I'm Regina. I'm his wife.
And I am here to... Basically, we'd like to know if there's anything that we could do that would help here more. I'm sure you feel kind of overwhelmed sometimes.
I'm Elizabeth, I'm Regina's mother, and my husband William, and we send money every month for AIDS in Kenya, so we wanted to see these people.
Yeah, I'm HIV positive too. That's maybe why we're so interested. My first husband was a hemophiliac, so he got it from a blood transfusion. So it's kind of close to me, and my daughter is HIV positive. So it's
and we're so happy that there is medication for her and our granddaughter. So we want to help.
It's quite encouraging listening to you, seeing you too, and especially under our care. Welcome. My name is Jen Mwamura. I'm a nurse counselor. I work in this facility. So feel so much welcome. It's one thing to disclose. It's another thing to talk ever about his status.
Yeah,
and I think whatever is happening in this group then must have emanated from you. If you can join that group and tell them I am, maybe that's why we've realized many of them come walking so active, appreciative many a time. They don't coil at all, this group. And like other mothers who come, and you know, it is again interesting to identify themselves with something like a spiritual group, and they walk tall. You know, they come to this clinic, they don't hide. They are in that attire of the church. So many people tend to ask, which church is this? And how come they are very free? Maybe their fellow clients look at them and wonder, can I go back to my church and talk about my status? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we want to encourage you to keep on doing that because that is your life.
It is.
So she said, I'll voice over here a little bit. She said that the good that's coming here must be coming from my wife. And she said the CBF churches come in here and they're very appreciative, very thankful, and they're not embarrassed to talk about their status. They're happy and they're grateful. And other mothers, other people that come in, they wonder, why are these people so cheerful? Why have they dealt with it? Why do they? What's going on in that church? Can we be a part of it? And this lady here, you could see her expression change, and she and so she's very. It's like she's understanding. And the thing is,
it was a journey for me too. Yes. I mean,
they don't do anything particularly other than just read the Bible and teach the Bible in church and loving each other. And this is the effects of that.
You made it so difficult.
Thank you for coming. Not so long. Yes. But some of them don't seem to. Yes. Maybe a pastor or someone from the church. Then you can be fine. It's also true. Some of our adolescents have really good English.
Well, I'll have to try more.
Good for you.
But I've not done a
How often do you have to do your laundry?
Every weekend.
Oh, on the weekends you do it?
Yeah. Because weekdays I'm very busy. Do you work on the weekdays? No, I can't because you know I'm going for work. Oh, you go to work.
You work at the hospital, don't you?
Oh, that's right. Okay.
She's a mentor.
I was trying to think what you did. Okay. Yeah. So, by the time I'm just coming back. This one is the blanket of the children. It's very dirty anyway. But I need
Brand new Whirlpool washer. Have you heard of a wringer dryer? So we're out here at William's place going to the Bernice Regina Support Group is doing a little service for us today. And this is just pre-service. We're doing a little trivia. The first guy that talked,
Reuben.
These are his six children.
Is that Reuben?
William's
How old
children.
Is Reuben?
Is about 20 years old.
20 years old.
2 years old, is he?
Huh?
Is he about two? Years old? Yeah.
About two.
Yeah. And that's Violet. Was it Violet down at the end? What was your sister's name?
Which one?
That one. What's
Violet.
Her? Violet. Violet. Can you say hi? Huh?
Violet.
What?
She's not actually William. She's her parents
what, then,
died of
and
age.
Then it was,
and so she's living there.
What was
them.
It? Christian Bennett.
Christian Bennett.
Yeah, and then this one was, what was the one beside you there? Okay.
Do you know our language?
I know. I don't know your language. I wish I did. You know mine pretty good. Did huh? You know my language. Did you learn it in school?
I know this one. I don't know.
I'm making chapati.
With what's your name?
Name.
Karen.
Kwana pobre ngo, kwana pobre ekolo. Jehovah,
in
the
name
of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehovah,
in the name of
Jehov
Thank you.
So this is the Bernice Regina support group, and this is a group of widows that are all HIV positive. And when Jose and Bernice Troyer were over there, this is the church they pastored. And Bernice got together with these ladies and sang, and that's how they can sing so good in a group like this. And each one of these ladies has a special story, but the lady in the yellow there, her name is Lillian, and she's the lady that my wife sponsors because her story so closely parallels hers. She's a widow, and she has a child, a son that's Sarah's age. And without drugs, these people here would be missing. And so that it's a lot of tears in the joy here.
Living now, and the plane is waiting, ma, to take you with your family over there. The land of Oregon, where you'll miss us so much more. No sorrows, no worries at all. Dear friends, you're living now, and the plane is waiting by to take you with your family over there. The land of Oregon, where you'll miss us so much more. No sorrows, no worries at all.
Okay, no sorrows and no okay, worries in Oregon.
It's a play, it's a play. It's okay with your family, it's okay. The land of Oregon, where you'll miss us so much more. No sorrows, no worries at all. Mm. It's okay, it's okay. In the play, in the play. It's okay with your family, it's okay. No sorrows, no worries at all. I'm afraid of paradise, and I know the reason why. We shall never meet until we reach the land. The land of Oregon, where you miss us so much more. No sorrows, no worries at all. I'm afraid of paradise, and I know the reason why. We shall never meet until we reach the land. The land of Oregon, where you'll miss us so much more. No sorrows, no worries at all. It's okay, it's okay. In the plane, it's okay. With your family, it's okay. The land of Oregon, where you'll miss us so much more. No sorrows, no worries at all. It's okay, it's okay. In the plane, it's okay. With your family, it's okay. The land of Oregon, where you'll miss us so much more. No sorrows, no worries at all.
Sometimes some people, they have stigma. Some people, they fear what people they can say about them.
He said some people are
maybe
afraid,
you can
some
fear
people have stigma.
When you are in the church.
And you when you come together and you have a support group like this.
But that is why we have started group.
Then you can deal with life better.
We can support each other. And we are taking out there's something it is calling stigma, because
so when we're together,
when
we're taking
together,
the stigma out.
You can see that person, it is like me. Mm. So we cannot have him a stigma. Mm. You can hear yesterday when we are in the hospital, the doctor told him, you,
we do RON work, we do Agape Needy Child Program. There's eight phrase food support. There's the water program. Faithful Samson computer, Mercer computer, keeps all my records for me. Get a monthly forward from the main main office in Nakuru for the monthly ROM sponsorship. And I make a breakdown just like this, to break down four different categories: medical, transportation, testing, and administration. Goes directly into the Agape Bank account in the Barclays Bank. And then, as I need cash to give to our coordinators, I go to the bank and make a draw. Here I drew this on 19th of January 2010. Check number 58, the amount that was given for June of 09. And then I meet with a...
Trevor brought me some roses for Valentine's Day.
They can sing me a song.
I am a good husband.
In Lua.
Yeah,
in Lua, they can sing me a song.
This is Sunday school here, and if the lady didn't have gray hair, we'd probably make her sit down, but she's passing out candy.
That's what I want. Thank you. Everybody has.
Yeah, yeah. Sunday school.
Don't do that one, girl.
Yeah.
What is one where? 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 Yeah.
Oh.
They can sing you a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like this.
All right, tomorrow, wait. What do we really make a bear? Huh? What do you look at? What do you look at? Don't. One, two, three.
Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe.
How old are your children? How old are your children?
To gik maro nyago gin, number one, hera, eh, mari hera. Number one, hera, mor, eno nga, number two, mor, iwacho mor.
Titus.
Titus.
Philemon.
Hebrews.
James.
James.
First Peter.
First Peter.
Second Peter.
Second Peter.
First John.
First John.
Number eight.
Third John.
Third John.
Jude. In Revelation. Okay. Very good.
We came to bring something for the children to prepare in Sunday school.
This is the English Sunday school class, all the others are little. We sing it. And you know what? I have to teach you that in a different way. I taught you wrong last time. So let's sing. We'll sing Running Over. Just sing Running Over, okay? Just put the papers down on the benches. And they sing Running Over, okay? Just one time this time.
Number 10.
Running over, running over. My cup is full and running over. Since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be. My cup is full and running over.
And we can sing Roll the Wagons.
Roll the way, roll the way, roll the way. Every burden of my heart, roll the way. Roll away, roll away, roll away. Every burden of my heart, roll away. Every sin had to go, meet the crimson flow.
You know what to look forward to on Sunday.
Thank you. How old are your children?
10 to 13, 15. Older. It was Martina had it together with her class, but here we go.
This is Sunday evening on Lake Victoria then. We all went down and watched the sunset. This is Monday morning pastor's meeting.
And if you're working that week, I wasn't saying you were accusing or else excusing, I think. Yes.
So each Monday morning they stop, they get together and they debrief and they go over what happened last week and what all church work needs to be done. And basically I have whatever, 5-10 minutes of this, so I'll just fast forward it, but that's his brain work happening here.
Conscience is probably awakened. We're in danger.
I have a picture of each one of the pastors there.
Person's born into.
Sam Kaufman, and the last one was Earl
Binchy. The testimony of creation is there to speak loudly.
Tommy Wagler. And John Glick.
Power of television and all that, with influences prior to the awakening, you would have had the ability to absorb.
Ivan Peach.
And that does the same thing as a cult, as an.
This is them, our last evening we did a barbecue chicken, and this is just a little bit of that.
Hey! From America.
These are the green tea fields.
From Obama. Obama.
Somebody doesn't like Obama.
Can you see pineapples?
Lipton tea. Kenya is famous for its Lipton tea. These are weaver birds.
This is now tea.
So here we're on the border of Kenya and Tanzania.
This is number 21. If Tanzania people want to come to this store, this is number 21. Or Kenya, number 2. So that would be colonized.
That takes care of a lot of bureaucracy. Yes.
Now this is Serengeti.
What is this?
Serengeti in Tanzania.
Very heavily patrolled border.
Oh, so Serengeti is in Tanzania.
Yes, and we are now in Serengeti. Mm-hmm. You are. You see, like this big mama here, she is the dominant. Mm. She is the leader.
Oh, yeah.
And also in herd of elephants, we have midwives.
Midwives?
We have an expecting mother. They separated from the other herd, from the young ones, to a different bush. Help to deliver, keep the security because of the hyena and lions, they snatch the young ones. And then when the young one can walk, they go back to the herd.
But does the papa are the ones that stand out there all by themselves in the field, one
yes,
of them? Those
correct.
Are...
Most of the animals in animal kingdom, when males are big, they prefer to be solo. We have so many bachelor groups, bachelor herd. They just come into the field.
This is all in the down by the Serengeti and the Maasai, and they're all in the wild. And we're as close as it looks right here. Gina stuck her gum up there.
Oh,
two of them. Look at
that.
Kitty.
This is definitely
spring, you know. Spring, Mansley, spring. Trevor looked
well,
at him through here.
He's got his supper, so he won't get afternoon.
Oh, yes.
See him?
Wow.
He must be very strong to pull that animal up there in the tree.
Yes, they are very strong. This is why they are among the big five.
Oh, yeah.
The big five.
That cat took that deer right up that tree.
It's a show.
Trevor looked at the deer. Daddy, can't you come and go up doing this screen?
What? Hold on.
I love to steal a while away from every cumbering care and spend the hours of setting sand in humble grateful prayer.
The Great Rift Valley.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're ready for lights now. I just wanted to say a couple things about those widows that you saw. They each they're each looking after children in their home. Instead of having an orphanage over there, they take the children that lose their parents and they put them with these widows. And then CAM is paying. They have their Aid for AIDS packages and they have widows and orphans packages. So each one of those widows that we can keep alive is a primary caregiver. You know, you can take it from there in your own mind. So if you put it in perspective, for one tank of gas a month, you can keep somebody alive. And that is why we brought this to you tonight. I'll turn it over to Leroy.
I think we have time for children's class. And so all the children here can come up here and sort of arrange themselves on the front bench and everywhere. Just come right on up here. You can sit over here on this bench here, and some of you can sit on the floor if we don't have room for everyone. Just keep on coming up here. That's it. You can put a couple more people over here, and you can sort of sit along here. Make just a little bit of room so you can get on through to the front. There you go. Okay, we have a little story with a lesson in it that my mom will give. So when she's ready, she'll show up.
Let's go. Well, I think you've seen quite enough of me for one night. But I did learn a lesson in Kenya. I went with, I thought, an open mind, but I found out that maybe I was not quite as open-minded as I thought. I loved Kenya, though. I loved the people, and I've never been to a third world country, and I really enjoyed it. I get nostalgic for the smell of a cow manure hut, that kind of thing. But anyway, the one thing I wanted to do in Kenya, I wanted to go to an animal market and buy me an animal. You know, the animals that they buy over there, not live animals, animals like this. So Maddie said to me, well, I have just the place to go, and we'll go to the animal market first thing. It's right close by. So she took all of us. We had some Kenyan money, and this was my purse in Kenya, and I had my money securely in this zipper with my passport. And I would zip it, and I would walk like this all over with my purse. And so we went to the animal market, and I thought I would just calmly go in and say, well, I want a few of these for the grandchildren and maybe a few other things. But most of you have probably been to such a market. I had never been. They were like, sister, sister, come, come, I give you goodbye. I make you goodbye. Come, sister, come with me. Come, sister, come, come. And I was, well, I want, you know, no, sister, you come with me, come with me. I make you good deal, sister. Well, I managed to buy a few things, and I ran out of Kenyan money, and I was really, really flustered. And I said, I come back later. I come back with more money. And Regina said, yes, we'll come back another day, because she could see I needed to calm down. And so later, Regina and I had one of the missionary ladies take us over there, and we walked in there, and it was the same thing. And they wanted to sell me everything, and I wanted a Kenyan doll. That's what I wanted. But before I knew it, I'd bought a big wooden bull. And I paid a lot of money for it, and I don't know how much, because I didn't understand shillings. I said, here, what do I owe you? Well, give me this. And I said, well, now I'm out of Kenyan money. We take American dollar. We do. We take American dollar. And I said, yes, I have a few American dollar, yeah, but I want a doll. No, no, sister, you buy these. I make you good deal. I do. And I take American dollar. And so I'm rustling in here, and I'm, you know, what was this? And I'm walking along, and I think, well, I guess I'll buy something with American dollar. And I look in here, and the American dollars are gone. And Maddie had told me, now these people will steal your money. You hang on to your purse. They will. They'll steal your money. So I'm like, my American dollars are gone. Somebody must have taken them. Oh, no, no. We do not steal, sister. We do never steal. Well, my American dollars are gone. I guess somebody took them. No, no, no. We do not steal. And I said, but they're gone. I guess I should have zipped my purse. But in America, I don't need to zip my purse. Momentarily forgetting thieves in your house. So I'm here, and they're all following. No, sister, come back. We do not steal. And I'm, well, the money's gone. You know, they warned me, and the money's gone. So I went back, and there was one man there. He had a little too much alcohol, I guess, and he said, you think because I'm black I steal? I don't even need your money. I own half of Kusuma. Go home, American. And so I felt really bad. And then the missionary lady, she felt so sorry for me because, you know, I'm a little helpless over there. And so she got out of the van and she said, give her the money. And we do not have the money. And she said, give her the money. And voices were raised and things were said and people were gathering around. And I was afraid it would be a riot. So I said to her, I don't care about the money. I don't care about the money. Let's go home. And so we all got back in the van, and poor Regina, she had to witness all this, and it's just me and her, and she tried to kind of smooth things over like she's prone to do. She's had a lot of practice with this with her mom, and oh, we got in the van, and we went home, and Trevor's all through lunch, he's like, well, I guess she bought a $100 wooden bowl. And I said, well, that's okay. That's just okay. But I felt really stupid. So I went in my room after the meal, and I took my purse like this, and I shook it really hard. I opened all the zippers. I shook it really hard, and out fell the American dollars. And I said, I am so embarrassed. And one of the little servant girls came running over to, are you okay? Because I said it really loud, like I'm so embarrassed. And I said, no, I'm not okay. I have to go back and apologize to those men. There were like a dozen young shopkeepers. They looked like they were from 20 to 30. And I said, I have to tell them I found the money. Well, I could tell that the missionaries thought, it's a little embarrassing. Just go home. You know, it'll go away. Nobody would take us over there, but Regina and I were determined. So we found Maddie Bender's oldest daughter, Sam and Maddie Kaufman's oldest daughter. She said, yeah, I'll take you. So I went over, and they all saw us coming, and they came. And I said, I am so sorry. I found the money. And he said, I forgive you, sister. In Kenya, we must forgive. In Kenya, we must forgive. And I went to the next one, and I shook his hand. I said, I am so sorry. I thought you took the money, and you didn't. He said, we do not steal, sister. We do not steal. we say. And I went to the next one and I said, I am so sorry. And he said, we gave everybody in this shop 24 hours to confess. And if they wouldn't confess, we were going to punish everybody. So I shook everybody's hand and I said, I am so sorry that I thought you stole my money when you didn't. And I went home and I felt good, but, you know, felt kind of stupid. And then about a week after we got home, I got this letter from the girl that Martina that took us over there. She said, well, I just wanted to tell you that the animal market is a different place since that adventure when you were here. Seriously, I was just amazed. I had been in there several times since you left, but I was in a hurry and didn't take much time to browse. But today I wandered around and took the time to check out more of the stands. I was amazed at how comfortable I felt and how much I enjoyed just looking through their stuff. And I found a few things I had never seen. Other times we were always kind of wary of going into their little huts because one time Mom had gone back into one and a guy would hardly let her out. But this time they were very polite and not so pushy. And they were the same men that were there when you were there too because I recognized them. And it's kind of neat because I walk up to a stand and they grin and say hello and I ask the price and they name a price and then they quickly say, it is not a fixed price though. You can name your price because we know you are good people. Wow, I feel very privileged to have been with you and your mom when you went back to apologize because they are so polite now. Even my sisters who hadn't been there when you were there commented on the difference. So I just want to say a big thank you for what you did then. You could have just walked away from it because you'll never see them again probably, but you really left an impression there. And we at the mission here are the ones benefiting from it. Thank you for the testimony you left. So Tom, sometimes when you don't want to say you are sorry and you do anyway, it makes, I guess it helps, I don't know. But anyway, that was my experience. When we first got there, I thought, everybody is so black. But by the time we left, I thought, I am so white.
Thank you. You can go back to your seats now. Or so pink as the case may be, actually. That's how I felt. Very pink. We have time. We don't have time, but we'll take, if there are any announcements, pressing announcements that need to be made, we can do that now. Yes. Anything else? Yes. That's Jerry and Ruth? Ruth is the person. Okay. Anything else? Back there. What's his name?
Alvin.
Okay.
Just a reminder that tomorrow evening the youth are going to be having a softball social here at 7 o'clock, and we're inviting the 14 and 15-year-olds to join us.
Softball social tomorrow evening, 14 and 15-year-olds, 7 o'clock.
Just a reminder that Andrew Schrock is leaving later this week. We're going to
90 birthday cards for John C. Yoder's 90th birthday. Okay. I will say, if there is one pressing question that should be asked, if someone has that, maybe Trevor Regina can field it, and then we'll close. Otherwise, there are these little brochures. You might have seen them before. If you're interested, you're welcome to have one. Let's stand for dismissal prayer.